12. Fred and Ollie had arrived in the Mercy Hospital ER waiting room shortly before Saturday night became Sunday morning, no more than 3 minutes behind the ambulance carrying Arlene Peterson. At that hour, the big waiting room had been jammed with the bruised and bleeding, the drunk and complaining, the crying and coughing. Like most ERs, the one at Mercy was extremely busy on Saturday nights, but by 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, it was almost deserted. A man was holding a makeshift bandage over a bleeding hand. A woman sat with a feverish child in her lap, both of them watching Elmo caper on the TV set bolted high in one corner. A teenage girl with frizzy hair sat with her head back and her eyes closed and her hands clasped to her midriff. And there was them, the remains of the Peterson family. Fred had closed his eyes around 6 and drifted off to sleep, but Ollie only sat, staring at the elevator into which his mother had disappeared, sure that if he dozed, she would die. "Could you not have watched with me 1 hour?" Jesus had asked Peter, and that was a very good question, one you couldn't answer. At 9:10, the door of that elevator slid open, and the doctor they had spoken to shortly after arriving stepped out. He was wearing blue scrubs and a sweat-stained blue surgical cap decorated with dancing red hearts. He looked very tired, and when he saw them, he turned to one side as if wishing he could retreat. Ollie only had to see that involuntary flinch to know. He wished he could let his father sleep through the initial blast of bad news, but that would be wrong. Dad had known and loved her longer than Ollie had been alive, after all. "Huh?" Fred said, sitting up when Ollie shook his shoulder. "What?" Then he saw the doctor, who was removing his cap to expose a thatch of sweaty brown hair. "Gentlemen, I'm sorry to tell you that Mrs. Peterson has passed away. We tried hard to save her, and at first I thought we were going to be successful, but the damage was simply too great. Again, I'm very, very sorry." Fred stared at him unbelievingly for a moment, then let out a cry. The girl with the frizzy hair opened her eyes and stared at him. The feverish toddler cringed. "Sorry," Ollie thought. "That's the word of the day. Last week we were a family. Now there's just Dad and me. Sorry's the word for that, all right. The very one. There is no other." Fred was weeping with his hands over his face. Ollie took him in his arms and held him.